Slide 1. This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the 9th unit of this component is Administrative, Billing, and Financial Systems. Unit 9 consists of two lectures followed by an assignment. A self-assessment also accompanies this unit. The first lecture, 9-1, examined the relationship of administrative, billing, and financial systems to the healthcare information system, explained applications that need to be integrated in healthcare information systems, explored healthcare organizations' integration strategies, identified the critical elements for integration of these systems with clinical information systems, and discussed how healthcare organizations may gain valuable insights from integrated data through data analytics and trending. This second lecture, 9-2, defines a Master Patient Index, or MPI, and describes its core elements, reviews the components integral to a unique patient identifier, UPI, and discusses data analysis and trending. Slide 2. Lecture 2 has two objectives. By the end of this lecture, the student should be able to discuss the core elements of a Master Patient Index, MPI, and current trends to establish a unique patient identifier, UPI, and describe the components integral to a unique patient identifier. Slide 3. As was explained in the first lecture, patient management and billing systems are systems that support patient management functions. An example would be the patient identification functionality. The Master Patient Index contains information about the patients. Slide 4. What is the Master Patient Index and why is it so essential? Wikipedia's definition is, in medical systems, the Master Patient Index, MPI, is an index referencing all patients known to an area, enterprise, or organization. The terms Patient Master Index, PMI, and Master Person Index are used interchangeably, and many vendors use the term Enterprise Master Patient Index, or EMPI. The HIMSS Dictionary of Healthcare Information Technology Terms, Acronyms, and Organizations explains why the Master Patient Index is essential. The MPI is important because it serves as the centerpiece for all subsequent functionality and software applications, such as links to the patient clinical record, the patient schedule for appointments, reporting lab, X-ray, pharmacy, patient-related images, etc. Slide 5. The American Health Information Management Association defines the Master Patient Index as a list or database created and maintained by a healthcare facility to record the name and identification number of every patient who has ever been admitted or treated in the facility. Slide 6. The AHIMA practice brief, Reconciling and Managing EMPIs, notes that one of a healthcare organization's most important resources is the MPI, as it provides the link to access patient health information across all care settings. The practice brief lists the following reasons why. It provides the index, location of, and access to a patient's EHR in an enterprise. Facilitates interoperability and the accurate creation of a longitudinal record for a patient by linking records across multiple clinical systems, facilities, and provider EHRs. And ensures accurate and complete linking of EHRs for health information exchange across participating organizations, including healthcare organizations, reference labs, registries, pharmacies, and public health databases. Slide 7. Additional reasons the MPI is one of a healthcare organization's most important resources, stated in the AHIMA practice brief, Reconciling and Managing EMPIs, include: it establishes a streamlined governance process supported by data management strategies that will ensure the accuracy of data models, stewardship, policies, and procedures, and accurately matches persons being registered for care with their existing medical records, thus minimizing duplicate records within a facility and across patient care settings. Slide 8. The core elements were identified in the textbook Health Information Management, Chapter 8, authored by Rebecca Reynolds and Elizabeth Bowman, and further defined in the AHIMA practice brief Reconciling and Managing EMPIs as follows. Person name, legal name of patient or person, including surname, given name, middle name or initial, name suffixes, for example, junior or the fourth, and prefixes, for example, father, doctor. Alias, previous, maiden names, Any names by which the patient has been known other than the current legal name, including nicknames, maiden name, previous name that was legally changed, etc. Date of birth, year, month, and day of birth. Address, address or location of patient's residence. Components include the street address, other designation, for example, apartment number, city, state or province, zip or postal code, country, type of address, for example, permanent, mailing. Telephone number. Telephone number at which that patient can be contacted. This may be a home or business telephone number or the telephone number of a friend, neighbor, or relative. Health record number. Primary identifier used by the facility to identify the patient at admission. For example, the medical record number. Slide 9. More core elements of an MPI are account or visit number. Number assigned by the facility billing or accounting office for all charges and payments for this encounter or visit. Name of attending physician. Attending physician for the associated encounter, visit, or treatment, identified with the primary physician's national provider identifier. Admission, encounter, visit, date. Date the patient actually arrived for care. Discharge or departure date. Date the patient actually left the facility or died. And patient disposition. Patient's intended care setting following discharge. Examples include discharge home, not to home health service, acute care hospital, nursing facility, home to be under the care of a home health service or other health care facility, left against medical advice, alive, other, or not stated, died, admitted to hospital, admitted to observation, transferred to skilled nursing facility, intermediate care facility, other facility, or other disposition as dictated by type of MPI. Slide 10. Marital status. Marriage status of the patient. For example, never married, married, separated, widowed, divorced, or unknown. Organizations must determine whether marital status will be tied to a visit or just reflect current status and whether historical information for specific visits will be available. Gender, for example, male, female, unknown, or undetermined. Race. Race is a concept used to differentiate population groups largely on the basis of physical characteristics transmitted by descent. Races currently used by the federal government for statistical purposes are American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian or Pacific Islander, Black, White, Unknown, Other, and Missing. And name of patient's emergency contact. Name of the person whom the patient wishes to be the primary contact if notification is necessary. Slide 10. More core elements of an MPI are marital status. Marriage status of the patient. For example, never married, married, separated, widowed, divorced, or unknown. Organizations must determine whether marital status will be tied to a visit or just reflect current status and whether historical information for specific visits will be available. Gender, for example, male, female, unknown, or undetermined. Race. Race is a concept used to differentiate population groups largely on the basis of physical characteristics transmitted by descent. Races currently used by the federal government for statistical purposes are American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian or Pacific Islander, Black, White, Unknown, Other, and Missing. And name of patient's emergency contact. Name of the person whom the patient wishes to be the primary contact if notification is necessary. Slide 11. While not listed as one of the core elements of an MPI, the American Health Information Management Association recommends the use of a unique patient identifier to be included in the core data elements of the MPI. The core health data elements, published by the National Committee on Vital Health Statistics, NCVHS, also includes the use of a unique patient identifier. In addition, the 1996 Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act mandated UPI systems, but security concerns have stalled those efforts. Consequently, the UPI is not yet established. An NCVHS report broke the term unique patient identifier down into individual components and then summarized the results in a definition. The report states, "The identity of an individual consists of a set of personal characteristics by which that individual can be recognized. Identification is the proof of one's identity. Identifier verifies the sameness of one's identity. Patient identifier is the value assigned to an individual to facilitate positive identification of that individual for healthcare purposes. Unique patient identifier is the value permanently assigned to an individual for identification purposes and is unique across the entire national healthcare system. Unique patient identifier is not shared with any other individual." The NCVHS document lists potential benefits of a UPI. They include the potential to assure prompt access to healthcare information, timely delivery of care, linkage of lifelong health records of individuals, and aggregation of health information for analysis and research. Slide 12. According to the NCVHS report, the four basic functions that a unique patient identifier must support are 1. Identification of an individual, A, for the purposes of delivery of care, diagnosis, treatment, blood transfusion, medication, etc., and B, for administrative functions, for example, eligibility, reimbursement, billing, payment, etc. 2. Identification of information. A. Identification and access to patient information for prompt delivery of care during current encounter, coordination of multidisciplinary patient care services and communication of orders, results, supplies, etc. B. Organization of patient care information into a manual medical record chart or an automated electronic medical record for both current and future use. C. Manual and automated linkage of various clinical records pertaining to a patient from different practitioners, sites of care, and times to form a lifelong view of the patient's record and facilitate the continuity of care in the future. And D. Aggregation of information across institutional boundaries for population-based research and planning. 3. Accurate identification functions to provide timely access to patient care information and disidentification functions to support the protection of security, privacy, and confidentiality of patient information. And 4. Reduce healthcare operational cost and enhance the health status of the nation by supporting both automated and manual patient record management, access to care, and information sharing. Slide 13. The NCVHS report goes on to state that the unique patient identifier should be supported by a robust technical and administrative infrastructure. Basically, the unique patient identifier will require multiple components to work together to perform its functions and fulfill its objectives. The first two components that are integral parts of the unique patient identifier. 1. An identifier scheme, numeric, alphanumeric, etc. Patient identifier is frequently a numeric value such as a sequential or group of random numbers. Options such as cryptography-based identifier and biometric identifier, however, include numeric and non-numeric characters. 2. Identification information. The identifier identifies a patient by matching his or her identification information. Reliable matching of the individual with his or her patient care information requires appropriate amount and category of identifying information relating to the individual and his or her patient care information. Such information falls into the following categories. A. Permanent data segment. This segment contains the name and permanent, unchanging, personal data, such as date of birth, place of birth, mother's maiden name, etc. B. Longitudinal data segment. This segment contains corroborating information that occurs over the lifetime of a person, such as address, social security number, state driver license number, profession, name of spouse, etc. And C. Health service data segment. This information helps to locate and identify the individual's previous health records and includes the type of service, provider ID, date of service, etc. The MPI currently used by hospitals includes such information at an organizational level. For the unique patient identifier to be effective at all levels, all three segments described above must be available. Slide 14. The third component that is an integral part of the unique patient identifier is the index. The index links the unique patient identifier and the identification information of the patient. It serves as the directory of unique patient identifiers. It must be capable of supporting identification functions within an organization, an enterprise, and across the entire national healthcare system. Organizational Master Patient Index, Organizational MPI. Individual providers and organizations that treat patients maintain an index of their patients called Master Patient Index, MPI. It contains the patient identifiers and the patient's identifying personal and demographic information. The MPIs maintained by organizations are unique only within the organization. It serves as a directory of patients for ready reference, verification, and identification of the patient and patient information. Enterprise-wide MPI, EMPI. Managed care and integrated delivery network are the results of healthcare reform and related initiatives. Such initiatives bring organizations together and require interoperability among them. An enterprise may contain multiple cooperating provider organizations. The enterprise-wide MPI, or EMPI, provides cross-reference to the multiple provider-specific MPIs so that a patient's information can be accessed across the enterprise based on the patient's identifier. Registry MPI, RMPI, software mediation. Registry MPI is a new concept. It is also called the directory of MPIs. RMPI maintains pointers to those MPIs that are external to the enterprise MPI. RMPIs form a framework for facilitating the searching and matching of patients among different providers and multiple enterprises across the nation. Computer software to support the RMPI mediation functions is being planned by an organization such as HL7 and CorbaMed. Information from previous episodes of CARE and different sites of CARE. Organizational MPIs usually contain information relating to a patient's previous visits. Also, information on previous episodes of CARE from another organization, but within the same enterprise, can be obtained with the use of the EMPI. However, to access records or information from previous episodes of CARE from an unrelated organization, the respective site information is essential. Sites external to the enterprise will not be available from the EMPI. Although an RMPI can facilitate searching for a match among cooperating MPIs, sites unknown to an RMPI cannot be accessed for the search. Slide 15. The last three components stated in the report that are integral parts of the unique patient identifier. Protection of patient identity, encryption. Protection of the identity of a patient can be accomplished with the use of technology such as encryption. Encryption provides protection to patient identifiers when such protection is needed. For example, when communicating sensitive information such as HIV tests or other similar information, the identity of the patient must be protected. Different encryption schemes will yield different encrypted identifiers for the same patient. Only authorized users will be able to decrypt such encrypted identifiers. Technology infrastructure to search, identify, match, encrypt, etc. In order to issue, maintain, and manage the unique patient identifier, a robust technology infrastructure that includes computer systems, communication networks, and powerful software applications is required. Such technology will help issue nationwide identifiers, handle encryption and decryption schemes, and maintain the database of identifiers and information relating identifiers. Administrative infrastructure, including the central governing authority. An administrative infrastructure is required to manage and control the various functions relating to the issue, use, and maintenance of the identifier. These functions include issue of the identifier, encryption and decryption of the identifier, linkage between the encrypted identifier and non-encrypted identifier, centralized or distributed database of patient demographic information, assurance of the uniqueness and integrity of the identifier, and resolution of conflicts and problems associated with identifiers. The central trusted authority can be a government agency, a semi-government entity, or a private organization. Slide 16. The NCVHS report concludes with the statement that the identification process varies depending on the scope of access and the level of use of an identifier. The scope may be limited to a single organization, an enterprise, or multiple enterprises across the nation. Each is explained in the report as follows. Within a single organization, the level of use of the patient identifier is at the lowest level, level 1. Manual as well as automated processes are already in place. The procedures have been well established, and a very good control mechanism is in place. Each provider or provider organization maintains an index of patients who were treated. The index may be manual or automated. The index file usually contains the patient's demographic and identification information, such as name, date of birth, address, mother's maiden name, social security number, etc. The patient identifier is used to quickly look up the index to recognize an individual. The demographic information associated with the patient identifier is used to verify and confirm the identity of the individual and his or her record. A majority of provider organizations use the medical record number, unit number, as the patient identifier. These identifiers are designed to be unique only within the same institution. The numbering system used by healthcare organizations is specific to the individual organization. VA hospitals, Medicare, and the Department of Defense use the Social Security number, SSN, to identify patients. Enterprise-wide access, multiple provider organizations. Integrated delivery network and healthcare reform initiatives have been drivers in the development of software solutions that address EMPI functions. This software solution provides the mapping of an identifier from one provider organization to another within the same enterprise. Nationwide access, multiple provider organizations. There are two different approaches to addressing the nationwide access. The first one involves an MPI lookup with the use of a unique patient identifier for a match. The second involves the search of an MPI with a given set of demographic information. This method will utilize a weighting algorithm to help the search. The probability of success increases with the use of an increased number of demographic characteristics. Slide 17. To conclude, the Master Patient Index, MPI, is an index referencing all patients known to an area, enterprise, or organization. The American Health Information Management Association, AHIMA, has identified a number of core elements of a Master Patient Index. AHIMA has recommended the use of a unique patient identifier to be included in the core data elements of the MPI. The core health data elements, published by the National Committee on Vital Health Statistics, NCVHS, also includes the use of a unique patient identifier. However, while the 1996 Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act mandated UPI systems, security concerns have stalled those efforts. Thus, the UPI is not yet established. This lecture is now finished, and as a result, Health Management Information Systems Unit 9, Administrative, Billing, and Financial Systems, is now completed as well.